Military-inspired fashion has come a long way from the dusty Army-Navy store. And we're not talking about military-inspired couture on Paris catwalks. We're talking about the company Sword and Plow, which takes military surplus, tents and sleeping bags, even aircraft insulation, and turns it into bags and hats and key fobs. It's part environmental mission to reuse what the military tosses, part a labor of love, or love of a labor force, veterans. Emily Nunez-Kavnez is Sword and Plow's co-founder and CEO. She's also a U.S. Army captain, actively serving in Colorado Springs. She joins us for our View from the Top, conversations with industry leaders. Emily, welcome.
Hi, Robin. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Tell us how you got here, because we understand you went to Middlebury College in Vermont, now an active duty officer in Colorado. We're imagining that at Middlebury College, a school we're fond of, there wasn't a lot of ROTC there.
No, actually, I was the only ROTC cadet at Middlebury College for a couple of years. But the aha moment for Sword and Plow did occur during my senior year at Middlebury College, and it was really a compilation of several moments of my life, from growing up in a military family, seeing the impactful careers of my dad's and uncle's military careers, and then being an ROTC cadet at Middlebury College and wanting to strengthen civil military understanding and wanting to empower veteran employment. And then I was attending a lecture at Middlebury College's Center for Social Entrepreneurship. And I was sitting there in this conference and I thought to myself, what in my life is wasted on a daily basis that could be harnessed and turned into something beautiful with a powerful mission? And I thought about military surplus. And then I looked around the room and I saw that every student had a bag of some kind next to them. And then it just made sense. Why not take this durable material that has such a unique story and turn it into fashionable bags?
Well, and use American veterans. How are they a part of your mission?
From the beginning, we knew that we wanted to empower veteran employment as a big part of our mission. And so we do that at every stage of our business model, from the design stage to manufacturing to fulfillment and shipping, even the models that we use on our website. That has been one of the best parts of Sword and Plow, being able to meet and work with such inspiring and talented veterans. We just recently started working with a U.S. Army veteran named Shanna to make a beautiful line of jewelry made out of repurposed 50 caliber shell casings. When she was in the Army, she was deployed to Afghanistan as a 50 caliber machine gunner. We also work with an awesome veteran named Tim, who makes all of our wallets and leather goods. He is a Vietnam veteran. When he came back from Vietnam, he picked up leather working, and it's been really great to work with him as well.
Well, and you've got the name of your company, Sword and Plow, and we're familiar. We know the phrase, pound the swords into plowshares. It's about turning war into peace. Is that a part of your mission?
We chose the name Sword and Plow because the meaning of to turn swords into plowshares is to take military technologies and materials and apply them to peaceful civilian applications. And that's really exactly what we're doing.
Well, but do you ever hear from people in the military saying, wait a second, this is, you know, my sword, my shell casings, my equipment are not meant for decoration and are not meant for somebody, you know, to wear who hasn't earned it?
No, on the contrary, I receive overwhelming support from my supervisors, my peers, and fellow soldiers in the Army. Another really exciting thing that happens is a fellow service member will learn about what we're doing at Sword and Plow, and they'll approach me with an idea that they have to start a business. And that is such an exciting opportunity for me, because Sword and Plow has received so much amazing mentorship and advice along our journey. I always appreciate the opportunity to pay it forward to fellow service members and veterans who have ideas, because they already have so many of the skills necessary to start a business, and I really enjoy helping them and mentoring them. So,
well, and we understand the one thing you tell them is look for a business accelerator program for veterans. They exist.
Oh, definitely. They definitely do.
Yeah. We know you do this, so you co-partner with your sister, but there have been times when you've been deployed to Afghanistan and suddenly there's a business need. You know, you run out of something or other, some item. How are you handling both being active duty and an entrepreneur?
So my sister Betsy and I co-founded Sword and Plow together, she encouraged the two of us to really build this together. And so we launched on Kickstarter in 2013. And our goal was to raise $20,000 over the course of 30 days so that we could produce our first large production run. We were very fortunate to reach that goal in just the first 2 hours of the campaign. We ended the campaign with over $300,000 and 1,500 supporters. And then just 1 month later, I deployed to Afghanistan. And Betsy and the team had over 1,500 orders to fulfill and a real community to foster and build. And so, yes, there was a lot of work to be done. And we learned a lot while I was deployed in Afghanistan. Our team was spread out over four different time zones, including a war zone. And I think we learned that, you know, if we could overcome that challenge of communicating as a team and fulfilling all of those orders and really learning how to grow our supply chain amidst all of those challenges, we could really overcome any challenge.
Well, you mentioned Kickstarter. I just want to flesh out the outline of the growth of your company a little bit for people listening and saying, how do you do this? You had a business plan that won a $3,000 grant when there was a competition at Middlebury Center for Social Entrepreneurship. That helps. Then you won a slot with the Dell Innovation Lab. They help. There's these places that you can park along the way to help with ideas like this. You have a board of advisors that includes Annie McChrystal, the wife of retired General Stanley McChrystal, and Trader Joe's Doug Rausch, who's so supportive of young entrepreneurs. But what else would you tell veterans or even active duty, you know, people who feel they want to do something, they have some sort of an idea? What would you tell them about getting it started?
I would tell them that the first and most important step is to just begin and to brainstorm your idea and to not be afraid to take the first step because you don't have the necessary background or a certain education in the field that you want to pursue.
You know, it's interesting because entrepreneurs have to color outside the lines. They have to have a lot of failures sometimes before success. And in the military, it's much more binary. You know, you got to be in line and you got to, you know, failure is not an option often. So how do you put those two mindsets together? And maybe what have you learned from the military that you think has made you a better entrepreneur?
Robin, I have learned so many leadership lessons from my military service that have applied directly to leading at Sword and Plow. For example, when I was one of the first 100 women to try out for Ranger School, I learned so many leadership lessons from the senior special forces sergeants that were training me. When we were training, there were some people that expressed doubt during our path. And so as we trained and really showed how dedicated we were able to turn some of those people who did express doubt into some of our strongest supporters. And I apply it to Sword and Plow in knowing that no matter what our goal is, as long as we are confident and driven and determined, we can succeed. In addition, when I deployed to Afghanistan in 2013, one of my roles was to be our unit's public affairs officer. And within that role, I interviewed our unit's Afghan National Army partners. In order to have the best chance of being received well, I did a few things to prepare for that. I went and purchased a scarf from the local market, and I wore that instead of my helmet when I went to the interview. And it was immediately received well and with interest, and it was a really great icebreaker. And I learned from that experience that situations are often very uncertain, but with a little extra effort and showing respect for others, and also I think smiling helps a lot. You can make a lot of headway there. And my sister Betsy and I and the whole team at Sword and Plow have applied those lessons about relationship building and leadership to really all situations at Sword and Plow.
That's Emily Nunez-Kavna, CEO of Sword and Plow and a captain in the U.S. Army there in Colorado Springs. Emily, we'll hook people up so that they can see how to participate in what you're doing. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you so much for having me.